With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Pain in the Grass, it's finally here. This Sunday, White River Amphitheater, Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Anthrax, our buddies at Windowpane, two stages, lots of great bands, even more than I told you. You can see the full lineup at KISW.com. You can also get a deal on four packs of reserve tickets now. So yeah, we can fit this into your budget. Get those tickets. Get all the info about shuttle service, too, from the Outlet Collection of Pain in the Grass. You might want to do that because, you know, sometimes that road, that one little road that we got to do what we got to do, that's why the shuttle's pretty office. It's pretty awesome, I should say. Check it out. Just go to KISW.com. Pain in the Grass, 2016.
I can't wait.
I know, here it is, Steve. Man, I'm telling you, it's just like, you know, the summer party is here, buddy.
I just saw this video that they posted. Fingers crossed they'll do it when they come to White River because they're both on the bill. It was Disturbed. You know, they got that song, the version of the Simon and Garfunkel song, Sound of Silence.
Oh, right.
It's become a huge hit for them. But they had Miles Kennedy from Alter Bridge jump up on stage with them, and he was Dave Draymond's Garfunkel. And it was awesome.
That is pretty cool.
It just adds more to the, already what is like a pretty haunting and chilling take on the song.
Don't see any reason why they wouldn't recreate that, right?
Well, trust me, I'll be bugging Miles. Like, get on stage.
Yeah, but what will Thrill have to say about it? Sure. I mean, what if the wrong Miles get on stage?
What if I convince Miles Montgomery instead?
Yeah, Miles Montgomery gets up there. So I'll do it. Fine. Whatever.
We couldn't get Miles Kennedy. He's on the tour bus, busy right now.
But
we got another Miles.
Here we go. All right. So, boy, I tell you, this would piss me off because, I travel a lot via plane. Of course, the Delta fiasco where the computers are down, that really drove a lot of people crazy. As a matter of fact, at our convention, because, of course, Delta's hub is in Atlanta, that's where we were, a lot of people raised their hand saying, yeah, I had a hard time getting here. Thank you. Well, this happened that wouldn't make you happy. Police had to evacuate JFK Airport in New York. Terminal number 8, they did that last night after they received reports that shots had been fired. So that's scary. And, of course, once you get an inkling of that, it screws up everything. It doesn't matter whether it is or isn't. It's like they do the whole thing, shut the place down. No, nobody goes anywhere. And the cops finally said, you know, we investigated, no shooting. So then what the hell happened? Turns out the commotion was caused by clapping and banging by people watching the Olympics.
Damn.
And so people thought, okay, that might have what they thought was gunfire.
Synchronized diving. It brings out the worst in people.
It surely does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
God, that sucks, man. It sucks that that's where we are in life. I mean, I can understand it. If people are banging on tables and you're far away, you don't know what's going on.
I like to be like, how crazy were they? I remember we were at a restaurant or a bar, and they had a bunch of TVs everywhere, but they didn't have the Olympics on in our section, but we kept hearing this crazy commotion of people hooting and hollering. And I'm like, I'm looking around at all the videos, and there's nothing going on that would require that kind of insanity. But then it turns out it was like Usain Bolt doing what he does, and people are losing their mind over it.
Another reason I was pissed at that place, because that was the place with slow service. And again, we didn't have the good stuff on our TVs. We had like 5, 6 TVs around us. None of them had the Olympics on. So then all of a sudden you hear them screaming at the, down the thing, and it's like, that's probably the Olympics. And then like, well, why don't we have the Olympics on? Yeah. That place sucked.
And it's like,
I'm not going to give it any name, but it sucked.
I won't say the name. It's not here in Washington.
And they don't have any. Yeah, they have no chain here, so it's.
It's a place that it's known for. Like, there's a lot of places that are known for having attractive girls work
yes.
there. So this place is known for that. But usually, when you go to places like that, the appeal is they're super hot chicks. with great service, smiling, treating you like you want. They want you there. So
yeah.
It's like that. That's like the fun part. Hot girls being super nice to you. I think that's what. That's the secret to success at those places. Every girl that worked at this place was a grade A bitch.
Yeah.
Like, not even joking. Like, just rude.
Miserable.
Giving you dirty looks. Annoyed to even accommodate. Like, can I get a glass of water?
Atypical, by the way, for the rest of the service that we had in every whether it be high or low class, middle class restaurant, everybody was fantastic except this one place in Atlanta.
And their whole response to why everything was we're busy. And it's like, you look around, it's like, it's not insanely busy.
And there's a couple of you idiots just standing around doing nothing.
Just looking hot. Look, yeah. I don't want to be... You could go to a bar and be around a bunch of bitchy hot chicks. Like, you go to those kind of places because you just assume that they're not going to be bitchy.
Yeah, that was and a lot of times at restaurants like that, we have seen them do a great job.
Right.
So this particular company, maybe that's why I've never heard of them before. Maybe because they just suck.
Right. They were terrible.
Man.
Terrible. I mean, it got so bad that one of our guys went to the bar and got glasses of water for everybody. And, of course, right when he brings them to our table, that's when she shows up with all the glasses of water. And, I mean, if looks could kill, our buddy would be dead right now.
But it's like, hey, sorry, but this is an hour in, and I'm not exaggerating. It was an hour in, and we had asked for the glasses of water when we sat at the table.
Yeah.
And you know what? Not everybody was getting drinks. Nothing was getting, you know, I mean, you forget about it. All right, let me have some water. It's hot.
Oh, yeah, I only had one beer. I was fully prepared to drink a lot of beer that night, and they never bothered to be like, hey, would you like another beer? Because I noticed your beer is empty.
Leaving all that money on the table. How crazy is that?
Somebody get John Taffer.
Somebody
smack him upside the head.
I don't know if they have one in Atlanta anywhere, but you know what? They should just burn that place to the ground we were at and put a Tilted Kilt in there.
Yeah.
The Tilted Kilt, every time we've gone to a Tilted Kilt, it's been great. And it's the same thing. It's hot chicks who are actually nice to you and serve you good food.
Same concept, but a much better experience.
Yeah. So, dear restaurant in Atlanta, you are being replaced by a Tilted Kilt. According to me. It's assigned me. That's all I'm going to say. All right. So, yeah. So that was so bizarre. Jeez. All right.
It took like almost 3 hours to eat there.
I know, dude. It was really, if we were having a romantic dinner, that would be great. Oh, by the way, if the food was of a caliber of a 3 hour restaurant, that would be great.
The food was good.
The food was pretty good, but it was bar food.
Yeah,
it was bar food.
No,
you know, it wasn't like fancy schmancy 3 hour dinner where you know you sit there and
plus
the mood
was
lighting.
Plus, it was starved for 3 hours, so at that point, anything would have been good.
You're absolutely right. I saw you chewing on the menu, and you thought it was pretty good. the picture of the chicken wings look amazing.
There's been a couple of texts. All I can say, yes.
So they all know the place we're talking about.
Yeah, one place says I went there in North Carolina. And the waitresses were freaking amazing to look at, but total biatches.
So this is their thing in different places? This chain just sucks? That's amazing to me. How do they stay in business?
I don't know. I mean, it can only be hot for so long.
I thought it was Atlanta. You know, sometimes I just feel like, all right, maybe it's just whatever. They don't know what the hell they're doing in Atlanta. You can't blame a whole chain. But apparently, I guess if that's North Carolina, then okay.
But we went everywhere else in Atlanta we went to, you couldn't ask for nicer people.
That is true. You're right. So you're absolutely right. So it has to be the chain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
great job.
If they ever come here, dead to them.
No, they better not come here. There's better places. We want a Tilted Kilt in Seattle before we get these idiots.
Tilted Kilt would be awesome.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Steve, of course you know I was the hit of the convention when I talked about the TV show that I watched.
Oh, yes.
I saw that, man.
At one point, BJ and I were fortunate enough to be on a panel to speak in front of everybody, and we're talking about ways that you find inspiration. And BJ shared that he finds inspiration from a 10-year-old girl.
Okay, that does not... It came out wrong, all right? It came out wrong, Steve.
Oh, everybody's like, what?
It's a big, she's a great actor, and it's, of course, that show...
Whitney Houston is her name?
Her name is... It's Millie Bobby Brown.
That's right.
Who plays the character Elle in Stranger Things, the Netflix show, which, by the way, how about Netflix? How about this? Stranger Things has only been on for 16 days, Steve, and it's already been watched by 8.2 million people. I mean, it's that big of a hit.
That's huge.
It's very, very huge. And it's actually more than that. This was only 18 to 49-year-olds of 8.2 million people. So anybody outside of that demographic who's watching it, they haven't even counted. Man. It ranks third among recent Netflix original releases. Season one of Fuller House is number one. They had 13.2 million viewers in its first 16 days. And season four of Orange is the New Black is second with 13 million. Wow, maybe that season four is a good season because I thought people were kind of done with Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, I gave up on it after first season.
Yeah. So I'll tell you, man, that's a pretty cool thing. Stranger Things is a great show. on Netflix. Netflix is knocking it out of the park. And by the way, Making of a Murderer, you know, that did pretty well for them. They're going to do another one since the dude was released, one of the guys.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah, the younger dude that was supposedly had the development. He had some mental issues in that and was coerced into a confession that and it basically said, "Hey, you know what? I saw the other guy do it." And turns out this guy is free and he wasn't guilty of anything, which you got to be thinking that's going to turn everything around for everything.
Huh.
Yeah, and so they're going to probably do another Making of a Murderer to cover that whole situation.
Oh, geez, I bet Netflix is happy about that in a roundabout way.
They sure are. Netflix has got shows, man. I mean, you know, House of Cards, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, man. I mean, they got shows.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize that Stranger Things. I mean, I knew it was popular, but, you know, I thought it was just popular but like the people that are, like, super obsessive about television, like yourself, but... That's a lot of people to be watching.
And Stranger Things is the best way to describe it. It's a combination of The Goonies and X-Files. It takes place in the 80s. It has a good feel to it as far as, you know, the old school suspense, you know. I mean, it's not just about blood and guts and gore. I mean, there's some serious scary moments, a great mystery to try to uncover. And Winona Ryder is great as well in the show. And you're going to dig the kid with no teeth. Dustin, the guy who plays Dustin, he's got no teeth, and he's also funny in the show. Guy's great. There's, you know, I know.
We're getting a few text messages. That restaurant we're talking about is actually coming to Washington.
No, it's not.
Very soon.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, we got to check it out to see.
Well, we'll check it out, but
we got to A/B it.
It better be good.
Put us in charge of hiring.
God, dude, there's just, you know, here's the problem. We got too many good joints here, all right? Yeah. Too many good restaurants to go to mess around with horrible service. I mean, you know, it's not like their food is so amazing you want to go there.
Yeah, but if the service is good.
All right, if the service is good.
Even if it's just passable, I think it's definitely going
to
do well.
Oh, look where it's coming to. It's coming to where all the restaurants, where all the chains are.
Yeah.
They got some competition when they get on there.
I mean, I love that we're declaring war.
I know. I'm sorry.
My issue is, I think it was just the girls that they hired there. I don't think it has anything.
Well, the North Carolina guy said his was bad too.
Is that part of the appeal? Like, and we didn't realize that's like part of.
Oh, they're supposed to be mean, like Dick's Last Resort.
Yeah, but I don't get that.
I'm glad we didn't say the name of the place. Now they're coming to town. I don't need no lawsuits.
I'll go.
Well, we may just later on, winky wink, nudge nudge. We'll go. Hey guys. You know, in a future episode, hey guys, there's a brand new restaurant coming to this place. Let's go.
Well, look,
I wonder if we'll like it.
If we like it, then that all bets are off.
The first few days, they got to be cool, right? I mean, they got to be in the best mood ever when they first open a place. You better hope.
We will make it a point to go every week for a year.
Okay, perfect. All right, Steve, I like your level of commitment to this. I really like it.
And then we can give an accurate review.
Boy, am I really happy. I'm glad I didn't say their name. I didn't think they were coming to Washington. Thank God.
Coming soon on their website.
And they probably will advertise in our station when you think about it. We're the perfect place to advertise.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now I'm glad I said nothing. Okay.
I'm excited.
Yeah, well, I can see why. They are hot chicks. Hey, what happens when a woman is called out for being a homewrecker on social media? Yeah, you know what happens. Another edition of Facebook Drama. You're going to hear it at 8:18. On The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, presenting Pain in the Grass this Sunday, White River Amphitheater. It is finally here. Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Anthrax, our buddies at Window Pane. Oh, lots of bands, two stages. How about this? You can also get a Prophets of Rage ticket for just $9.99 when you get your Pain in the Grass ticket. So if you want to see Prophets of Rage, well, this is a great price. And also you get to see Pain in the Grass. I love how this all comes together.
Just keep that summer of concert attending going.
Yeah. You want all the info? Get those tickets. You know what to do. Just go to KISW.com.
Now it's time for Facebook Drama.
Well, thanks, you guys. And BJ, once again, this is our opportunity to point out some of the dumb things that are happening on Facebook. Here's an actual Facebook post. The drama that unfolded because of it. And, of course, we are acting it out. Now, we've changed the names to protect the dumb people and the innocent people as well. And this time around, it's a doozy. Playing the role of Mandy will be Rev, the original poster.
Sweet. Oh, wonderful.
Rev will be Mandy. BJ, you will be Fred.
All right.
I'll play the role of Jeff. And Sarah, you will be Holly.
Oh, hey.
All right, so the original poster once again is Mandy. So, Rev, take it away.
I am so done with being single. I wish I could find a good man.
Well, it's kind of hard to find a good man when all you do is bang married men. Hashtag truth.
Damn. That was a mic drop.
I can't help it if married guys are drama-free and treat me right.
Did you just say that hooking up with married guys is drama-free? They are married! That's the ultimate drama, you idiot!
This is better than watching wrestling. Hashtag, this is awesome. Hashtag, clap, 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 clap.
You guys are awful. I just want to find a good guy.
Well, quit being a home-wrecking hooker and date single guys.
You guys are being too single or too hard on Mandy. I get where she is coming from. The best relationships I have had were with married guys.
What world am I living in? Do you not hear what you just said? You are both idiots. It's like listening to two whores speaking at a convention for chaters.
LOL, you guys should start up WhoreCon, where for $10, instead of getting a picture or an autograph, married men can show up and do you.
Oh, that's real funny. Hashtag jerk.
About as funny as you think in the best relationships you have were with married guys. Hashtag slut.
I am telling you, man. I know. I cannot believe I can't find it as a nice man. Well, yeah, karma's a bitch, bitch.
I just love how Fred drops the truth bomb first response.
Yeah,
maybe if you stop banging married men.
Yep, that's kind of hard. You know, you can't find single men when they're married. You got to really go for single men. You have a dope,
but there are people like that. That's the weird part. Like, that think that that is a drama-free relationship.
Yeah, I know. I know. And there are people, I won't mention Vicky's name,
Vicky,
who think that, you know, that if they're not the one cheating, it doesn't matter if they're banging a married guy.
Hey, when I banged the married guy, I asked if he was married, and he told me he wasn't. I asked him three times. You shut your mouth.
Yeah, and when the guy said, I thought she was 18, that was never a good excuse either.
Uh-huh.
Check the ID. Check the ring.
Yeah, the ID is going to tell him if he's married.
Should say, check the Facebook status. Do your homework, girl, before you get in there.
Ugh, that's a lot of work.
Just call every state and see if he's registered as a married person.
Yeah,
right.
There you go.
I have to actually do the research.
Yeah. Do the research. Come
call
on.
The courts.
That's right.
Much work to get.
Check and see if he had like a little tan over his ring finger.
It was dark, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Banging married guys is drama free. I love that.
Coming soon. WhoreCon.
Plus, he's from Oregon. There's no sun, there's no tan line.
Okay.
Never mind. Everything's weird there anyway.
Right? Yeah.
You can't pump your own gas. Apparently, you can pump married men.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently. You can pump. Yeah. Yeah. Keep it weird, Oregon.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. No problem.
Oregon's airport's pretty sweet, though.
Yeah.
They had an awesome food court.
It's you know, they say keep it weird,
yeah.
And that airport is definitely keeping it weird.
Well, I mean, there's the part where, like, there's certain parts that feel like they haven't updated it since, like, 1950.
Yeah, definitely.
But the part where, like, there was, like, all, like, the main food court area was awesome. They had great choices.
You missed the other part, too. We didn't go down to the D&E gates. I guess they had stuff. I went down there. They had a cool little area down there, too.
See?
We missed. Yeah, but when I say cool, all relatively speaking, I mean, SeaTac kicks its ass. Can I just say that right now? I mean,
I'm not even, yeah.
Yeah, but it is weird. Like, the carpet looks like it's, like, you know, from, maybe the 70s. And then we went, and then the A-gates, man, it's that looks like it's a bunker where we caught our planes.
Oh, that was awful. It smelled weird. But, I mean, the part where all the food is was awesome.
But they had those weird poles with, like, a golden turkey or a golden rooster on them. I mean, they looked like barber pole things. Like, that was their main artistic display. It was very Portland. It was very weird.
I think we have some weird art display here at SeaTac.
Oh, well. That is true. Yeah.
But SeaTac, we have the Sub Pop store.
Yes.
Which not only did I visit as I was leaving Seattle, but also when I returned. I dropped nearly $200 on.
You had time to go to the Sub Pop store on the way back.
It takes 2 seconds. It was right by the baggage claim.
You are too funny. That's the last thing I think of doing. I just want to get home, but I love that you're so enamored by the Sub Pop store. You go, well, I'll pop in.
Well, I wanted to buy some vinyl, but I'm not going to bring it all the way to Atlanta and back.
Oh.
So I was like, when I come back.
Oh, you scouted it out.
Yeah.
Oh, not all right. I can
Yeah,
I can
Pearl
Jam's
second
that.
Record, Versus, on vinyl.
Nice.
I also got Modest Mouse on vinyl, Mud Honey.
You got a turntable somewhere at the house?
No. Why do I need one of those if I'm buying all this vinyl?
Yeah, I some people, they do that, and if they get home and go, yeah, I got nothing to play this on.
Yeah, I have a vinyl.
Okay,
I mean, a turntable.
You got a turntable, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're fancy now.
Yes, I'm very fancy with my cheap turntable.
Well, they're that's a fancy thing nowadays because you got to put it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because all of the entertainment centers, there's no room to have a turntable you can get in there, you know, and... and do it. Because, I mean, really, we're used to CDs that slide out at you, the trays.
Yeah.
So the turntable, you got to make a commitment and put it on top somewhere.
Yeah, and that's what I have it as.
Yeah.
It's awesome, though. I love it.
All right.
It forces me to listen to the records as opposed to just having it as background music because, you know, you have to flip it. And it's kind of like, I know it sounds stupid. But I enjoy it because I can really tune into what I'm listening to.
Hey, man.
Yeah, brah.
Forces me to listen. I got to flip it.
You got to flip it after about 20 minutes.
Yeah, man.
Otherwise, it's just plain nothing.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's definitely for a person that wants to hear it. Do you notice a difference in quality? Because people say that turntable sound, vinyl sounds much better than CD. Or can you tell? I can't because I'm half deaf. I can't hear anything.
I mean, I think that like a CD sounds better.
See, that's like, Hair Club will probably come in and fight you because he's got that skillion-dollar system at his house.
Yeah.
You know, and he goes, oh, yeah, I'm kind of embarrassed, but I got this. I went online and searched. And this is an amplifier that, you know, plays a sound only my dog can hear. You know, you know him. He's Mr. He's audiophile guy.
Like, and even MP3s, if you could tweak your EQ, I think that sounds really awesome, too. Vinyl,
oh, really? Wow.
Vinyl's got a certain warmth to it, and it's more about, like, I don't know, there's just something, like,
it takes you back.
It's a fun process.
Yeah.
It's not... I think it sounds good. Like, I enjoy the sound of vinyl, like, that warmth to it.
Do you put a penny on the arm so your thing doesn't jump around?
It hasn't gotten to that point yet, but I have done that when I was younger.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I like to scratch my records, too. You know?
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. I don't
That. You got a good needle on that thing?
No, I need a better vinyl. I need a better turntable. Yeah. I've got, like, a cheapo.
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean,
I know. All my vinyl friends are like, you're just ruining your vinyl.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you want from me? I'll buy another one if I have to.
You really are a funny guy, how you do things. You look kind of half-assed with your way you approach life.
Oh, since the day I was born.
Yeah. You really are. You're the kind of guy that go out and would buy a $100 tie pin and then get a clip-on.
Yes. I am genuinely super excited about anything I get excited about, and then I'm quickly bored by it within the same day.
I got some real bad news for you, Steve.
Oh, boy, what?
Turns out Adele will not be singing at the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm sorry.
So that online petition that we made is not working.
Can I just ask, has anybody from the Super Bowl committee ever listened to her music? What makes anybody think that that's what I want? Isn't it at least supposed to be something uplifting and up-tempo?
But I heard that the NFL are saying we never even offered this spot for her.
Oh, I just assumed they did.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, why would she be saying this if they... What?
Or maybe like some, I don't know what's going on with this story because it sounds like a he said, she said.
Because she said at her concert, she was at a concert in Houston, and not Houston, she was at a recent concert in L.A. rather, saying that she was asked to perform at the Houston Super Bowl.
Yeah, but then like if you look at the bottom of that story, the NFL is saying they never asked her.
Yeah, so, and I mean, Adele at least was a smart one saying, you know what, I'm not Beyonce, I can't dance or anything like that, which her music just isn't conducive to that anyway.
I know that Adele's popular. I understand why she's popular. I don't discredit that she's talented. It's not my cup of tea. But that is not a good idea at halftime to put that sad sack up on stage. Like, with all due respect, of course. But I do you want to hear...
And by the way... Sad sack is a term that's been around for a long time. It's not meant to be shaming her in any physical way.
Oh, gosh. Did someone read into that?
I wanted to say that because some younger people may not know what sad sack means.
Okay. Well, yeah, I didn't mean it as a shot at her
Yeah,
size.
Sad sack, it used to be a cartoon, too, a comic strip, actually.
But seriously.
Back in the day about a guy who's just like, you know, just always in a miserable mood.
Whether or not I like Katy Perry or Beyonce or Bruno Mars, like, at least they're upbeat and they're fun.
Yeah, they've got to be upbeat and fun. I mean, you know how many breakups are going to happen once you put Adele on stage? Like, couples will be breaking up right in the halftime show of Super Bowl, be giant fights. They won't even see the second half of the game.
Right, we're going to do the second half, but the quarterback for that team's too sad right now.
Yeah, I don't want to
come out.
I don't want to live anymore.
Crying in the shower.
But you know what? I think the NFL's lying.
Okay.
Because here's the term. You know, I always like to read into things. They said they haven't made a formal offer to Adele.
Oh, crap. That means they actually did think about it.
Yeah, they did think about this. There's some imbecile that works for the NFL that said, here's a great idea.
Fire that person.
Seriously.
Get Guns N' Roses right now, man. They're on top of the world playing stadiums.
Do you think they'd do it?
I know
Duff would do it because Duff, you know, he's a big Hawks fan. I bet Duff would do it. But I mean, you got to get everybody on board.
100%.
Are they too big to do it?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, Bruce Springsteen's done it. I mean, the Who have done it.
Ah, who are those guys? I never heard of those bands. We're talking Guns N' Roses, man. Bruce Springsteen, what's he ever done?
Or they should just, they should be like, it's a flashback to like the early 90s and have Metallica and Guns N' Roses.
Oh my, that would be insane.
Yeah.
That would be insane. You know what? And Metallica's got enough tunes that are upbeat, you know, and not wanting to, you know, not scaring people too much that they can make it happen.
Oh, come on.
I mean, really? Oh man. Yeah. How many of those, I mean, just to hear those chords, the opening riffs to some of those songs.
Oh, playing For Whom the Bell Tolls alone would be awesome. But damn. I mean, they kind of lost, it would have been a way cooler thing when they had the game at the Bay Area to have Metallica. That would have been perfect, but.
It's in Houston. Anybody from Houston we care about? Does anybody from Houston make music besides country stars? I don't know of anybody else.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I guess maybe it'll have a country feel to it because it's Houston.
Who knows?
All right, well, there you go.
Houston bands.
Got some sad news, Steve, and finally you'll have the right sound effect for this.
Okay.
Kenny Baker, who played R2-D2 in the first 6 Star Wars movies, he passed away on Saturday at the age of 81. Just a couple weeks short of his 82nd birthday. By the way, should they write that? Just a couple weeks short? I mean, I don't think that's not nice. Oh. I mean, seriously, who wrote this?
I didn't even pick up on that. It's fine for people who are not insensitive.
By the way, that's not my joke. That's right in the news story, and I wonder if somebody was real clever in the news department. Yeah, we don't know why he died. Say he was struggling with...
From old age?
Yeah, 82 at that point, yeah. I mean, he probably just died of old age. You know, but he was a little person, which, you know, that's an incredibly long time for a little person to live. Or, I believe he was a little person, wasn't he? Yeah, he was 3'8".
How else are you going to fit in that little thing?
Yeah, you're right. I just don't know if he was officially a little person or if he was like Vicky and was just tiny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I think 3'8" makes you a little person. And usually those, you know, little people, they don't live as long as normal sized people.
I never knew there was a guy hanging out inside the R2 thing.
And sometimes there was. Sometimes I think there was something that was sort of semi-remote controlled. Other times it was him, yeah.
Yeah, that's I guess, you know, in the 70s it makes sense. They probably didn't have as fancy of technology that they do now, but it does seem weird that a little guy was hanging out inside of R2-D2.
Yeah. And he wasn't going to do it. He didn't want to be in the movie, but when he saw that Sir Alec Guinness, who played Obi-Wan Kenobi in the first movies, signed on, he was like, all right, if Alec's in it, he knows a little bit more about filming, that's for sure, so I'll be in this film too. Little did he know, Alec had nothing but horrible things to say about Star Wars, except, of course, he cashed all those big checks. Yeah, there you go. So, unfortunately, he passed away.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I could, you know, I know like that's... I
mean, it doesn't hit me as hard as it might hit somebody else because I didn't really know of him so well because he was in the suit.
But what about, you know, like, if like the Wookiee dies?
Well, it's the same thing. Yeah. Peter Mayhew, I guess. Yeah. Again, it's, you know, he didn't really do a whole lot. He was the guy in there. It's just like the guy who, David Prowse, who was in the Darth Vader outfit. He wasn't the guy, but if James Earl Jones is gone, that's a different story because he was the voice of Darth Vader.
Right.
So that's a whole, you know, it's guys that I know, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, if Mark Hamill goes, that would be tough because he was Luke.
See, it bummed me out when I saw that. Cause
it did. It really
did.
Well,
only because he was also an Ewok, but Poo-Poo or something.
Yeah, exactly. Poo-Poo. Come here, Poo. That's Paploo, I think is what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, that guy. Or Poo-Poo. Poo-Poo the Ewok was his buddy that never was. He wasn't on screen a lot because he had IBS. The Ewok with IBS.
If you have that much hair, you know how difficult it is to wipe. He's never going to make it on screen.
Every once in a while, you see an Ewok peek his head out, you know, from the tree, you know, from the tree trunk. That's Poo-Poo.
Hey, where's Poo-Poo the Ewok?
I'm right here. I've just got a bathroom thing. I'll be right back.
Been in the bathroom for 20 hours. Poo-Poo.
This is, of course, a touching tribute to Kenny Baker. Thank you. All right, on Friday here, Poo-Poo's only fan, Steve, was able to answer this one correctly.
Who painted the Sistine Chapel?
Oh, that was College Pro Paintings?
No.
Da Vinci?
No.
Michelangelo?
Yes.
Hey, look at you, buddy.
Bam.
Surprised you didn't say Leonardo or Donatello first. Their favorite pizza guys. Yeah, you have a shot at beating Steve. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. We're playing Beat Migs at 8:49 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you up front about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.